As the festive season approaches, several community activists has expressed grave concern around how easy it has become for gangs to recruit boys as young as 6 years old into gangs, ruining their young lives all for the sake of a number. The Cape Flats, an area plagued with gang violence, is one of the many areas where gang members operate on a number basis, each number representing a heinous crime committed by young boys just to prove that they are worthy of the gangs. Speaking to a single mother from Mitchell's Plain who has recently seen her 13-year-old boy succumb to the pressure of gang-related crimes, she shared her story.
He's been involved with this gang. He's been like with them for the past 2 months, 3 months now. And he's started using some kind of substance. I can't say what he has been using, but my child has been going like way out. So he never used to come home at night. He was always on the road every night. My child hasn't been sleeping at home as I am renting a room by someone. And I've reached out for help. I couldn't anymore because I started getting rude. He started getting aggressive and stuff. So I've reached out for help. I got help for him. He is at a place in Athlone. It's a rehab, so he is there now. And it's difficult for me to see my child at a place like that, because I mean he's 13 years old only. And he took the name of the gang. It's been put on his body already. And I don't know how am I going to get him out of it. I can get him out, but I'm not sure which steps to take to get him out there. And like I said, it was difficult for me. It was extremely, extremely difficult. I even landed up at hospital one evening where he got into a fight, and I couldn't take it anymore. And then I just got sick on that night. So the crowd of friends that they had wasn't to my satisfaction, and I have tried keeping him away from that crowd, but it never helped. And from there, it changed. His behavior changed a lot, where he started getting aggressive, and he's been demanding for things, like demanding for money and stuff. I spoke to him, I asked him, why is he doing this? And his words to me was, I will not forget his words. It was, Mommy, why must we live like this? Why must we go from the one house to the next house? Why must we live from one room to the other room? So that is why I am where I am today. It actually made me think a lot as to it can be my fault that my child is like that, or it cannot also be our fault. And then for parents to look out, please, a crowd that your child or son, daughter, anybody, is very important. Please keep kids away from the wrong crowd. Us as parents, we can notice very quickly when your child's crowd of friends is not right. And, you know, when I found out that my child is a victim of this gang that they have fallen into, it was heartbreaking, it was hurt. I cried every night. I asked Almighty to help me. I asked him to protect my child. I asked him why. Why must I go through this? What did I do as a parent that my child is where he is today? And it hurt me. Like, it really, it hurts. I wouldn't advise any parent to go through what I went through. And I couldn't lift my hands for him, because if I do lift my hands, then it's like he's going to retaliate back. So yes, I, like I said, somehow I blame myself, somehow I don't. You know, his father is working away most of the months of the year. He is home like basically 2 months of the year, 3 months of the year. Most of the time he's away from home. And so for me, being a mother and a father when he's not home was difficult, because I'm not just raising one boy, I have another one. It is difficult for me. to raise two boys on my own. I would say that I'm raising them basically on my own because their father's not around. And for him as a 13-year-old, he still needs his dad around. Knowing that I've already lost one to the streets, but I know I can, I have a strong belief that I'm going to win him back.
Speaking to an adult man who was recruited as a member of the 28 gang in his pre-teens, he explains his experiences, saying he made a huge mistake many years ago, a mistake that still affects him to this day.
I'm 34 years old. I started using drugs at the age of 19. So I went to put a mixer with wrong friends at the age of 19. Started shooting gun and robbing people and stealing. Like now, I was sent, I came out of prison now recently, out of 8 years, I did 4 years. Like, for ex-prison gangster, it's difficult outside, man. You don't get jobs, and according to gangsterism, it's not a benefit. But at the end of the day, you break your family, so to please your friends. At the end of the day, friends is not here for you. And I feel sorry for the youngsters, man. I will try my best to help them in whichever way. But gangster or gangsterism is not the way.
He further explained the hardships he faced while being in prison.
Prison is not a nice place. There's a number system. You get a number system, 26, 27, 28. They say it's not your mother's house, but really it's not your mother's house because they tell you what to do and what certain time. You can't do what you want to do. They can stab you, they can kill you. Like me, I was a 28 member. Yeah. Anytime they come, they just stab you for no reason. That's not a life, man. It's not a life.
He further advises the young generation to steer clear of any criminal acts as it would have dire consequences on your life going forward.
And my advice for the young ones, don't mix up with the wrong friends. Don't let other people make decisions for you. Listen to your mom and your daddy. That's the best advice you can get. Because I didn't listen to my mom and my daddy. That's why in the day, I listened to my friends. In the day, they weren't there for me. Gangsterism, drugs is not a plan. You're going to waste your life. I wasted 20 years of my life. And I will never get it back.
Speaking to VOC News, a resident in Tafelsig shared her grievances around how easily young children are lured into a life of crime.
I wil net vanmiddag praat oor dat ek die gangsterisme wat hier aangaan in ons gemeenskap. Ons is baie ontevrede oor wat ingaan in especially dan met ons jong meisies, ons jong kinders wat nog skool gaan, wat hulle besig is mee. En hulle van die jong meisies wil nie meer skool toe gaan nie. Hulle ek sien hoe draai hulle hulle wil die skool toe gaan, hulle is hierdie dag, hulle het sekere plekke hier in ons gemeenskappe, het hulle sekere plekke wat hulle die kinders hou, wat hulle huise wat hulle hier het en wat hulle die kinders laat uithang. Hulle gaan hulle nie skool toe nie in die dag, maar ek is baie ontevrede vir wat aangaan in die gemeenskap. En ek wil ook net hê dat die gemeenskap moet opstaan teen die dinge, want dit is ons kinders, is ons meisies, is ons jong meisies en jong mans wat hulle toekoms het vorentoe om iets te bekom in die lewe. En ek bid en ek vra vanmiddag Here dat ons moet waarlik iets moet gedoen word dat hierdie jong mense en hierdie gangsterisme in ons gemeenskappe, hier gebeur baie dinge. Daar's dinge wat ek ook gesien en ek is dankbaar vir die polisie. Hulle het hande vol met hierdie dinge en ek dank dat ons mense moet opstaan in die gemeenskap en hierdie dinge gaan stop en uitkom uit ons huise uit. Daar's nog 'n generation agter 'n generation en nog 'n agter 'n ander generation en waarheen gaan hulle toekoms?
Young children are the future of our tomorrow, and as parents and the community at large, we have the responsibility to make sure that they enjoy a life that is free of any pain and heartache. Parents can help to decrease the risk that their child may become involved in a gang by either closely monitoring where their child is and what they are doing, meeting their children's friends and their parents, not allowing children to wear, write or gesture any gang-associated graffiti, markings, signs or symbols, educating your child about the potential negative consequences of gang involvement and criminal behavior, and finally, letting your child know that gang members can end up injured, in jail, or even worse, dead. For VOC News, I'm Lucia Jordan-Gilbert.